I've come to the Christian Workers Hall here in Ballinahinch, and the reason for that is the association with the great Ulster evangelist William Paterson Nicholson, W.P. Nicholson. Nicholson was born in Bangor in County Down. He was a sailor, but God saved him by his grace. And he began trading for the work of God over in Scotland, laboured over there for a while, preached in Keswick and in Cambridge and different places, but came back to Northern Ireland in 1920, or Ulster in 1920, and began a series of gospel meetings, starting in Bangor. There was some difficulty there, but God blessed, saved precious souls in that mission, and the fame of that began to spread, and he was invited to other places around the province, and God swept in mighty revival. The St. Enoch's Presbyterian Church was one of the scenes of the revival. God blessed and saved souls on the Shankill Road Mission. Over 2,000 precious souls were saved, and New Eaton Presbyterian 1,100, and God blessed in a mighty way at that time in the salvation of precious souls. And we think of the conditions at that time with across the border. There was civil war, and one of the things that is said about those missions is that God saved the province from civil war. And one of the missions that was in that was the mission that took place here on Church Meadow in Ballinahinch. And that took place in June 1925. Now, one of our late members, Jim Coulter, remembered being at that mission as a child. And he remembers sitting there, and they began to take down the sides of the tent. And he was frightened about that, because he felt as a child that the tent would fall on them. But he remembers that how, when they opened the sides of the tent, there was as many people sitting outside on the hill outside the tent as there was inside. And God blessed, there were souls saved at that mission here in Ballinahinch. And God moved. We think of the stories of the shipyard workers being saved and bringing back the tools that had been stolen, and Harland and Wolff having to build a new shed to house all of the tools that were brought back. But I was thinking today of a text of scripture. It's found in Psalm 66 and verse 18. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. And I was thinking of this little book that W.P. Nicholson wrote, and it's called To Win the Prize. And one of the things he speaks about is hindrances to Christians. And I'm just going to give you some of them. First of all, there is unheeded self-discovery. You think of Peter, he gives the example of Peter, who thought that he would follow the Lord, and yet he denied him. He didn't know himself. And sometimes we don't know ourselves how deep sin is. We need to be like young Isaiah, who said, I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. Then there is presumptuous sin, and he spoke of how that is maybe the biggest hindrance to Christians. He spoke of how we can say that God bless me today, and because God has blessed me today, then I will be blessed tomorrow. God blessed me in my Sunday school class today, and therefore I assume that God will bless me tomorrow. And he quotes from that little hymn, each victory will help you some other to win. And, you know, in many ways it doesn't, because we have to win the fight every day. And then there's the uncounted cost. Sometimes we can start things and not finish them. And you know, maybe you started off in the times of prayer, but we need to go through with God, and we need to keep on at the work of God, keep on laboring in the midst of discouragement and everything. We labor on, and then there is the hindrance of unjudged sin. The psalmist said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. And we need to come with that repentance to God for sin and seek his help and his blessing. May God help us in the place of prayer today.